From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Wall Street investors have not seen numbers like these since last April. Today's more than 2.5% drop in the blue chip stocks and roughly 3% decline for the NASDAQ and the Standard & Poor's 500. Stocks were buffeted by a variety of factors, ranging from a worse-than-expected weekly jobs report to jitters about debt problems in Europe. Peter Morici is an economist at the University of Maryland.
New unemployment claims remain above 450,000 a week, and that's recession levels by any economist's estimation. At this point in an economic recovery, if the recovery is real, it should be more like 300,000 or 350,000.
The Labor Department today said first-time unemployment claims rose by an unexpected 8,000 last week. Concerns about the ability of Greece, Portugal, and Spain to pay their debts exacerbated the market slide. Investors are also nervous ahead of the unemployment numbers for January due out tomorrow. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 268 points today, closing at 10,002. That was a decline of 2.6%. The NASDAQ fell 65 points. The S&P 500 dropped 34 points. Commerce Secretary Gary Locke offered more details today about the president's plan to boost U.S. exports. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama has called for a doubling of U.S. exports within 5 years, saying that would support some 2 million new jobs here in the U.S. Commerce Secretary Gary Locke wants to hire hundreds of additional commercial service officers who act as a global sales force for U.S. companies. Locke especially wants to help small and mid-sized companies ring up more sales overseas.
Many American companies don't export or export less than they could because they simply don't have the resources to identify promising new markets or the necessary contacts in foreign countries.
Trade supporters applaud the administration's effort, but say the U.S. needs to do more to lower trade barriers overseas, including an adjustment of the Chinese currency, which makes American goods there artificially expensive. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it has opened an investigation into complaints about braking problems on the 2010 Toyota Prius. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
NHTSA says it's received 124 reports from Prius owners, including 4 alleging that crashes occurred. The safety agency says the reports allege a momentary loss of braking capability while traveling over an uneven road surface, pothole, or bump. The Japanese government has announced a similar investigation. The hybrid Priuses are made in Japan. Company officials say they rewrote the software to deal with the reported braking problems in December. Toyota says the 2 recalls of other models now underway because of sudden acceleration problems will cost the company more than $1 billion. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
Crude oil prices fell sharply in New York today. This is NPR. A suicide car bombing near a hotel in Kandahar has claimed at least 6 lives and left nearly 24 others hurt. Officials say the bombing in southern Afghanistan comes as NATO and Afghan forces prepare for a joint offensive against the Taliban in another province. The latest suicide bombing comes on the same day the top U.S. and NATO commander in Afghanistan gave a more upbeat assessment of the situation there. Speaking in Istanbul, General Stanley McChrystal said while the situation in Afghanistan remains serious, it is not deteriorating. 2 musicians who wrote and performed in the Men at Work song Down Under lost a copyright battle today in Australia. NPR's Netta Ulubi reports.
The lawsuit claimed that the 1982 song illegally sampled a famous children's tune. The Kookaburra song is under copyright. And the copyright is owned by a small publishing company that sued musicians Colin Hay and Ron Streichert and their recording company after the similarity was pointed out on an Australian game show 3 years ago. Australia's federal court ruled that those 2 bars did constitute copyright theft. In a statement, Hay described the sample as inadvertent, naive, unconscious, and unrecognizable. A court hearing later this month will determine how much in back royalties the defendants must pay. Netta Ulubi, NPR News.
White House announced today President Obama will meet with the Dalai Lama later this month. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs confirmed to reporters the meeting will take place, but did not specify a date. The Dalai Lama's secretary has confirmed the exiled Tibetan religious leader will be in Washington February 17th and 18th. China has expressed anger about the U.S. planned meeting. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.